Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be coming away once again this morning, and I'm enjoying myself with the things that we are sharing with you. I'm being blessed so much. Hallelujah. Yesterday we spoke about the benefits of the Father, and today I want us to continue with what we're sharing. It's so beautiful. You know, I was reading from Psalm 103. I got to verse 4. You see, let's read from verse 3 into verse 4. It's so nice. It says, "Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases?" You see, every single day is full of healing for you. That is why I always say to myself that I live in divine health. I live in divine health every single day. I always say to myself, I'll never be sick in my life. Hallelujah. Verse 4, it says, "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction?" Then he says, "Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies?" Oh, hallelujah. That's so powerful. It says, who crowned? God crowns thee. He crowns you with loving kindness. Love that is full of kindness. Kindness that is full of love. Hallelujah. He's there in your life to be kind to you, to show you kindness. You see, to show you kindness. I said, God is your Father, brothers and sisters. He is. He has become your Father now. And he has no option but to take good care of you, to be kind to you, to be full of love concerning you. So when it comes to you, when it comes to you, God, all that God sees concerning you is love. All that God sees concerning you is kindness. He says, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Tender mercies, not just mercies, but mercies that are tender. You see, God has a heart for you. You see, he has a heart for you. Just as a natural father will look around and make sure his child is protected, you know, God is always looking out for your protection. That is why he sends angels around you to help you, to keep you. You see, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? That is why when you read in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, he says that let us come boldly to the throne of grace and of mercy. Then he says so that we can find grace and obtain mercy for ourselves. Find grace and obtain mercy. He wants you to find grace. He has brought you into a place of abundance, into a large place. Hallelujah. God is not in your life to destroy. He's in your life to give you great benefits. Benefits of loving kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah. Now, go to verse 13. Psalm 103. I'm reading verse 13. You know, it's so nice. Let's read from verse 12. It's so nice. He says, oh, I think verse 11 will be nicer. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. He says, as high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. You are his child and you are the one that fears him. He has given you the spirit of the fear of the Lord. So you fear him. He says, as high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is God's mercy, is the Father's mercy towards you and I. Then verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Verse 13 says, like as the Father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So, oh, he has pity in his heart for you. He has kindness in his heart for you. Loving kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah. Go back to verse 5. Verse 5 says, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things? He says, he satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like that of the eagle. He satisfies your mouth with good things. Good things, beautiful things. So God is in your life to give you good gifts, good things. Oh, hallelujah. I think you should just put your worries to rest. The Bible says that casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. He says he cares watchfully and affectionately for you. He loves you. His eye is always upon you. You see, his eye is always on you. Not to kill you, not to destroy you, but to do you good. To show his kindness, to show mercy for your life. That is how you should think about God. God has become your Father. You are one with him. He has become your Father. And he loves you passionately. His love is not a generic love. He didn't love the world because we were many. He loved because of you. You are so special to God. Don't take your life. Keep your life. Because God loves you. If you are not born again, I want you to give your life to Christ today. Because that's the only way to enjoy the benefits that he has for you. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.